show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Maths season 8 started back this week. I'm already obsessed. Of course I am. I love it. I watch it every single night. And last night, you would have seen Joe and James at the altar. Now, we're calling them the barber and the billionaire because James is all about the fancy things in life, rocking up in a Lamborghini. And Joe, not so much. And she actually joins us right now. How are you, Joe?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, Joe. The barber and the billionaire, Kmart versus Rolex. You guys, like on the surface, there are similarities between you two, like meeting you last night, but there's huge differences.
Mm.
You guys are worlds apart in ways.
We are. We are from worlds apart. Different materialistic wise, but yeah, similar morals, but definitely with materialistic, I'm far from Rolex, that's for sure.
So have you had a ride in a Lamborghini yet?
I've never been in a Lamborghini, and I can't play my cards right, apparently, enough to get in one.
Interesting. All right. Is that like a little ode to the future of you and James?
No. Look, we got along really well. Like, we put those materialistic things to the side. So, you know, it's a bit up and down, but so far, so good.
I feel like you're talking a lot of past tense
talking
here.
Yeah, that's what I was
thinking.
No, we're good.
Okay. All right.
Joe, we need to ask you because there's rumours swirling around about a bit of a scandal when it comes to you and James in future episodes. A scandal that involves Alessandra, who's the new expert on the panel, the sexologist, and supposedly James has a thing for her.
It seems like that I may not have been good enough for James at the time, but yeah, he may have been comparing me a little bit to a much older woman. But it's not confirmed 100%. I wasn't sure if I should have taken that seriously or not.
Okay.
So that does happen, though.
These rumours are, very
There's
much swirling around.
There's substance. Interesting.
The rumours are quite strong, so you'll just have to wait and see how that all pans out, I think.
I mean, we're completely used to a love triangle on maths, but a love triangle like,
with an expert.
The expert.
Woo!
We met her, too, so you can get to know Alessandra, the new sexologist, at our catch-up.
Hey,
hit.com.au.
She's got a hot accent.
Hit her. Oh, man,
I'll give her
it's
that.
It's all good.
Do you really think that she would go for someone like him, though? Come on, she can do way better.
Of course not. But I'm interested. I'm interested that the fact he's going to have a crack.
Yeah.
He's going to try.
I think James thinks he could have a crack at anybody and never get rejected, to be honest. I don't think James would be used to being rejected.
I'm very interested in this because you've talked in past tense. You haven't said some nice things about James and you haven't kind of put the rumours to rest. So, Joe, you've given us a little bit to think about. Before we let you go, though, when it comes to any of the other contestants or participants on Married at First Sight, who is not there for the right reasons?
I think we're all there for the right reasons at the beginning, but it just depends on, you know, who we got matched with and how it goes along the way. Because, you know, the more time you spend with someone, the more you get to know them, so you're not... You have a bit of doubt towards the end. It's a bit up and down, isn't it?
That was a long answer when you could have just said Bryce. But that's cool. we're going to have to wrap it up.
I'm copying that a lot, actually. I know I should have, but I'm not going to be mean.
No, we love you. We love you, Joe, because we're Kmart as well. We're not Rolex.
Yeah, we relate.
Joe and James.
Kmart all the way.
Maths. Check it out only on Channel 9. Thank you so much for your time, Joe. Big love.
Have a good day. Bye. The Hit Breakfast Show.